I'm talking with Mr. André Bachand, running candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada for the riding of Sherbrooke. Mr. Bachand, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Of course. My name is André Bachand, 46 years old. I'm a dad of a boy named Gabriel, who's 12 years old. My experience, I was at municipal level the mayor of Asbestos for 11 years. And Reeves of the original municipality for 10 years. After that, I decided to run on the federal scene in the riding of Richmond-Arthabaska, and I was elected the Progressive Conservative Member of Parliament in 1997 and re-elected in 2000. In 2004, I decided to quit politics for a couple of years, and I was the head of the Quebec office in Ottawa, representing the interests of Quebec over there.
I see. The riding of Sherbrooke has been represented in a House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the Conservative Party of Canada?
Yeah, for 10 years, Mr. Cardin was, and still is, for a couple of days at least, the Member of Parliament of Sherbrooke. And I think it's time to, people told me that during the campaign, came telling me that we need someone to make a difference, will make a difference for Sherbrooke. As you know, we have realities and challenges here in Sherbrooke that need to be addressed and solved. So what I'm saying to the people, it's time that Sherbrooke made the decision to put someone in Ottawa inside the decisional process to make a difference. It's not personal. It's to make sure that we're going to have all the tools we need to face those challenges here in Sherbrooke.
I see. The riding of Sherbrooke has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What will be your main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
Yeah, farming is quite important. As you know, there's always some international pressure to change the system we have here in Canada, especially with milk, egg, and poultry. So we need to make sure that we are going to have a government, and we have a government that will protect the farming community and help them increase their economy. So on local urbanization, it's the same thing. We have huge challenges here, especially in Sherbrooke, that need to be addressed, and we need to keep jobs and create jobs here in Sherbrooke. Especially with industrialization, I'm sorry about that. Challenges here in Sherbrooke is huge. The reality is that less and less jobs are creating. We're losing jobs, and we need to focus all of our effort to create good jobs with innovation and at the university level also.
So you feel that the Conservative Party of Canada will do everything to reassert the border. There's a young and older, that there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not to seek better opportunity in larger city.
That's a huge challenge. We see that in Sherbrooke. We have universities, we have Cégep, but the problem we need to create jobs to make sure that we're going to be able to keep our youth and also bring others in Sherbrooke to create more economic opportunity. And that's I was shocked when I arrived in Sherbrooke to see the level of poverty, and we need to address those issues also.
I see. Now, there's one thing you just mentioned briefly as far as local urbanization development and need infrastructure such as a for road,
yes,
sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system. What the Conservative Party of Canada could do to help in the matters of financial assistance or a contribution to municipality to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
Exactly. The government of Canada just announced before the election a $4.3 billion over 7 years to help municipalities to modernize their infrastructure, and that's quite important. So we need to work with the municipalities, with the government of Quebec, to make sure that the municipalities will be able to keep giving services to the people, and at the same time having not a huge burden on taxpayers. That's why it's a share program, a third that will protect the taxpayer for a huge increase just to modernize and keep the infrastructure in the good way.
Oh, I see. Well, I've been talking with Mr. André Bachand, candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada for the riding of Sherbrooke. This is your host, JR, for CGMQ. I'm interviewing Mrs. Natalie Gauguin, which is a candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada for the riding of Sherbrooke. Mrs. Gauguin, this past Monday was the launching of your campaign as candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada for the riding of Sherbrooke. For the benefit of our listener, who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Hello. Thank you to receive me. I take the courage to talk to you in English because I'm not talking good in English. But Natalie Gauguin is a cool, connected and dynamic woman, mother of four, engaged, passionate for life and for joy. I was committed and I'm committed to social justice, and I am a hard worker. I'm a woman who wants to take care to be a candidate for politics, for inspiring, I'm not sure it's the good word, but inspiring the people. Because I think the politic woman and man supposed to be inspire the others.
So, you have briefly described yourself. We appreciate that. Now, for the riding of Sherbrooke has been represented in a House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the Liberal Party of Canada?
For our future, because it's time to not miss the opportunity to going in the economy, the new economy of the 21,
century.
Century, right. Thank you for the word. It is time to move in a new direction, to foster a new economy, and to take a new approach for the fiscality. It's important to recognize that it's time to recognize the people who work hard for continue to construct the Canada. And we need to say to them, thank you. And our fiscality said, okay, you create jobs, but give your half of money to the government. This is time to change that, the fiscality. And a vote for Natalie Gauguin is a vote for Quebecers' values. The Quebecers' values is peace, social justice, environment, equality, and dignity. I think we say dignity in English, for the less fortunate in our society. Vote for Natalie Gauguin or for the Parti Libéral du Canada is voting for the values that we sharing, that we take care. And I think it's this election particularly is a vote for the environment, for the prosperity, and for the justice.
Okay. Now, if elected as Member of Parliament,
mm-hmm.
could you describe how you could reassure your voters you will be available in Sherbrooke riding and how you intend to do so?
The first promise I do, I will try to learn English, okay? For speaking better. I live here with my family. I said that I have four children, 8 to 13. I'm born in the Eastern Township, particularly in Asbestos. I study in Sherbrooke. I study in Lennoxville. My roots, our family established here. I did not enter politics to move away from my region. I am engaged citizen committed to raising issues important to residents of Sherbrooke in the House of Commons. And, you know, I met you in the restaurant. I met you on the barber shop. I met you in the soccer team, hockey arena, and I met you everywhere. I will continue. My life is in Sherbrooke.
Well, now, As you know, the Sherbrooke riding has three main economic characteristics: farming, urban, and industrial. What will be your main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics will be developed to its potential, starting with farming?
Yeah, from the outset, Sherbrooke is a very urban riding and does not have a large agricultural sector. Okay. However, we are all somehow affected by the agriculture, as the farmers of our region provide the food we eat and the milk and everything. I would promote a local purchase policy to encourage people to buy their produce locally. I have been doing this myself for years. This goes a long way to help our farmers. But our agriculture strategy for the Liberal Party is through a supply management policy. But I think is for this question is better for agriculture is more for William Hogg for Compton Stanstead. But for Reading of Sherbrooke, we must capitalize on our asset: the university, the airport, the University Hospital of Sherbrooke. The Liberal commitment to invest in health and technology will go a long way to help in these fields. I fully sympathize with those people who have lost their job in the manufacturing sector. In a personal value of mine to promote human dignity, I will go to the distance to help those in need. It's very important. And we have a structure in Sherbrooke who give this person a chance to find another job. We try to find the quality that they have, the experience, and we bring that in other work. It's very important to support that. I have a proven track record in drawing the attention of public officials to our area and getting the job done. Through my effort in large part and with the help of Liberal candidates in the area, we convinced Stéphane Dion to come visit last Tuesday, you know. And it's very important that the two vectors of the economy for the Reading of Sherbrooke is the knowledge and the health. And we need another sector, is the third sectors. For, I don't know how to say that in English, the sous-traitant,
right,
who's coming there. We're talking about le centre de foire. I don't know how to say that in English. Is another, is the all the things. We cannot work on the economics effort with only a view, one view. We need a systemic program to looking that. We need to put everything that we need. Imagine, we have the future in Sherbrooke. It's now the time to develop this future. This future is the knowledge, our university, our biomed, our CHUS. It's very important to give them the chance to develop. And we, last Tuesdays, we gave a lot of money for research, for healthcare. Particularly, we give $900 million for helping people find a doctor. And a family doctor is missing everywhere where we are in the Eastern Township. A lot of family doesn't find that. We hope we give money for the medicine student, some change to decide to come in region. We give a lot the support to develop. And in Sherbrooke particularly, the medical staff is very important to assist the development of biomed, because the medicine is the reality on check for the pharmacy developing, okay? And we need to commit them together. The same thing for the university. The university bring to the people the chance to have the knowledge. And this is a precious, precious treasure for Sherbrooke. We need to keep our scientists in Sherbrooke. If we want to keep them, we need to challenge them. And the money for the research is really important for me.
Right. Well, we have been talking with Mrs. Natalie Gauvin, candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada for the riding of Sherbrooke. We thank you, and this is your host, JR for CGMQ.